Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
On Monday, I visited with North Dakota Farm Bureau President Darrell Lease, who happened to be at this year's North Dakota State Fair.
Okay, we'll talk about what's happening in your region. Obviously, you pretty much just said no rain. It's been hot. Was there any crops that have been able to make it through?
Well, there's guys starting a hay crop around there the last couple weeks, and then there's guys that gave up on hand crop because there just isn't enough there to even get it raked together to have the baler pick it up. So, there's crops that don't look too bad when you drive past them, but it's mighty deceiving once you get out in them. They're just, they're not filling the wheat crop that is there. Some of it's ankle high, some of it's knee high, and none of it is filling a complete head from the fields that I've been in and the guys I've talked to. So okay. It's not very good looking on the small grains end of it. The row crops up until about a week, 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, or it looked like they were going to hang in there and have a chance, but then we just haven't even been able to catch one of those little pop-up showers. And there's corn that's 3 foot tall and tasseling right now, and there's corn that's 2 foot tall and turned gray, and it's not a very good looking, not a lot of optimism for the crop to make much out there. There's some soybean fields that look good, but once again, when you walk out in them, they're just, there's nothing there, no capability of setting pods on. There's just not enough moisture out there.
Yeah. I've heard that from quite a few folks, that you really, to get the understanding of how bad it is, you almost got to get out of the car and get out and really look at what the conditions of the plants are looking like. And if you don't get carried away from grasshoppers, and just the soil itself is just crazy. But scorched earth is really the term that I've heard a lot, especially talking about your neck of the woods.
It's really on. We haven't seen the grasshopper pressure right in our area immediately by me. I'm hearing west, northwest of us, not too far. They're starting to get some of that grasshopper pressure that is, just kind of adds insult to injury. There's not much out there to begin with, and then you come and chew it off with a bunch of grasshoppers. Isn't going to be really will be bad for the cattleman, the rancher out there, and it's not going to be good for what crop is out there even.
Well, and that's the next topic I wanted to talk to you about is livestock. And I think, people that raise crops have their own issues, but maybe even a little bit more severe is the livestock end of it. What types of things are you hearing out there, especially for Western North Dakota? And the big question mark is for most folks is just how are we going to keep our herd when there isn't much for feed?
Yeah, there's been a lot of, I know several guys that have sold pretty much their whole herd already. I know quite a few guys that have made a 25 to 50% reduction already. Some of them a month or better ago already that they've made that decision. There's definitely going to be more cows go to town here. Some guys are just trying to hang on, get into August and do some early weaning and maybe put the calves in a lot and buy a little hay and feed to feed the calves and move some cows down the road. There's a combination of, things going on out there, different things. Folks are trying to hang on to part of their herd or hang on to some young stock that has the genetics they built for many decades. And so they can rebuild a little easier. Hopefully things get better next year. But, that's the question in everyone's mind too. What kind of money do you spend on feedstuffs this year to hold that herd together? Right. When we haven't been getting any moisture, and if this continues into fall through winter, we aren't going to have a start to next year. So, there's a lot of concern out there in the rancher's mind, and there's a lot of concern. I got to say, I'm getting some phone calls from some guys that are just grain farmers, asking how are the cattlemen, how are the ranchers holding out? Because even though there's a stress level with, seeing your crop wither away, you've got some protection in the crop insurance programs that isn't there for the rancher, the cattleman. So it's there's some concern out there that, what are we going to be? Are we going to be 10, 20, 30% down of our herd? Or, where is this going to end at?
Again, that was Darrell Lease, the North Dakota Farm Bureau president. This is Inside Agriculture.